And his not only his life, but the lives of so many of the leaders on his teams have been totally transformed because they applied themselves to learning the specifics of what this is, how it works, and practicing them and making mistakes and being willing to just go do it. And so it's really my honor to turn the call over to an amazing leader in our industry, Lenny Evans.
Oh, Udonna, thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy Wednesday. Wherever you happen to find yourself, let's take a big breath and just kind of drop in and be in the present moment together for a second. One, two, three, breathe in. Breathe out. Isn't that funny? We just conspired together. That's the definition of conspire. When we make a decision and it says the universe conspires with God and our angels and our guides to bring that thing to us, the definition of a conspire is con is with, and aspire comes from espiri to breath, spirit, prana. So we then breathe together. Isn't that beautiful? And it just makes us feel like we're home. And that is such a beautiful thing that we can do that together and help each other. And someone who has helped me so incredibly much on this journey, who I am forever grateful for her patience and her love and her guidance and her leadership to help me really, you know, start to wake up and become more aware of my role, my universal role, and yours too. Like all of us play such we have such a role, we have such a purpose as we tap in. And I just, you know, finding Isagenics was a big part of all of our purpose. And it's important that we start to really become aware of that and how grateful we are for the role that it plays in our purpose. So I'm just so excited to be here. She hasn't gone to Fiji yet, I don't think. She's the queen of freedom. She's amazing. Rhonda Collier, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Lenny.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh. It's so great to be here and hear your voice and hear Udonna. I was on the call yesterday also. And, gosh, Drew Berman is just a rock star, man. I love listening to him. And, you know, what you were talking about this morning, Lenny, is really what was coming through for me was this journey of growing and learning. And I recently flew out to Connecticut, and I'm going to give a shout out to Samantha Locator, who just nailed rock this super Saturday. Like, it was like a wedding. I mean, it was gorgeous. I mean, the room was amazing. The team all worked together. Registration was incredible. The sound guy was just on it, and the music was going, and our speakers, the people, the trainers that were there, Drew Berman came out, and our beautiful corporate staff, Chris Nish came out, and then myself and Dr. Paul Anderson. And it was such a profound event, you guys. And, you know, I just want to say that, yeah, when I was teaching those, I was teaching about connecting, and I just laughed so hard, and I think most of you know that when I first started this journey, that was like the hardest part for me. I could talk to anyone anywhere. That isn't hard, no problem. But to talk to them about Isagenics was really scary for me. And I was, you know, I took a fear of rejection. And Lenny, you've helped me so much in all of the training to help me so much to realize that, you know, when I share Isagenics in the world, I'm just an educator. I'm just a messenger. I am not the message. And when people reject the message or they don't necessarily get started right away, right then and there, I would say, it's not them rejecting me, you know. And but there was a lot that came up for me. I had some low self-worth, some low self-esteem, and that came up. And how I knew that was there was when I started feeling like I was bad when people said no. And so then I got to go to work on that, right? I'm like, oh, my gosh, here I am, this, like, fun, loving, outgoing, vibrant person on the outside. But on the inside, what was really there was a level of low self-esteem. And you know what's so awesome about that is it's very doable, you guys, to change our inner world. okay? I mean, I healed my body from an incurable disease by changing my inner world, you know. And when I learned that lesson, I kind of figured out, wait a minute, whoa, you know, if I can heal my body from an incurable disease by changing my inner world, I can heal anything, my bank account, my low self-esteem, my relationships, my life, any part of me, it's possible. And so I realized that I had low self-esteem, and so I had to go to work on that. And I did a lot of things. I read books. I went to seminars. I practiced. I plugged in, you know, all this Isogenics love and all the people that believed in me and saw the magic in me is what helped me to begin to heal. And I just want to say to everybody that's on the line right now that Lenny believes in you. Lenny Evans knows you're magical and you're beautiful and you have gifts and talents that are just so amazing. And I know that because Lenny believes in me. And Lenny doesn't just believe in some of us, he believes in all of us. And that's why he's so much fun to hang out with. That's why he's so much fun to get on his phone calls. But it's not just Lenny. It's Udonna, and it's me, and it's Jimmy Kathy Cooper. It's Kevin Adams, our CEO. It's Eric Cooper. It's every distributor that has made it believe in you and see your greatness. They know that you can do this. And it is a journey, and it takes time, and you know, I just had to keep plugging in. I posted on my wall this morning, Lenny, that never let something like a few hundred naysayers or a few thousand no's stop you from your dreams. Gone with the Wind was rejected by 38 publishers. Legend has it that Walt Disney was turned down 302 times before finally getting financing for his dream of creating the Walt Disney World. It's also been said that KFC founder Colonel Sanders was rejected 1,009 times before finding a taker for his chicken recipe. And I used to be afraid people would laugh at me for my dream and my freedom business. But just like my greatest mentor, Kathy Cooper, says, they ain't laughing anymore. And I just want to say that this journey is it's so worth it. And there's so many, I had so many wall kicking moments, and there were so many times where I felt like, you know, I wasn't going to make it. And the first 3 years were beyond a doubt hard. You know, it didn't seem like I was going to get there, and I didn't know if I ever would. And it seemed like everyone else was getting there, you know. And then slowly, like by that fourth year, things started to click. I was so grateful. Janice Sullivan, that's probably on the line, she came into my business, and then she brought in Betty Jones, and Betty Jones and Janice and Betty just went crazy, you know. And so after, you know, cycling just 7 to 10 times a week, and when I say just 7 to 10 times a week, that's phenomenal, okay? Residual income at that level, but I needed an income I could live on because this was my career. So, but I was at 7 or 10 cycles a week, and I just felt like it was staying there forever. And then Betty and Janice came in, and, you know, I went to like 20 cycles, and then I went to 40 cycles, and then I went to 60 cycles, and that all happened like in the next year. And so you never know when it's going to happen. And for me, Lenny, it's staying in the game, staying positive, keeping my eye on the goal, resetting my goal. Oh my gosh. Okay. So you got your 3 month goal, right? You got your 6 month goal, you got your year goal, and you got your 5 year goal, right? That's what you have written out, and it's written out and you see it. It's somewhere that you can see it every single day, right? And it's in red. For me, I wrote it in that red erase marker on my bathroom mirror. I mean, it was massive. And now in my room now, in my room, I have my goals written on my mirror also in the erase marker. And so, but I was, that 3 month goal and that 6 month goal and that 1 year goal, man, that thing got rich. I mean, I 3 months and I would get to that time and it wouldn't happen or I would be closer. But it, you know, I said, what? I just reset it. I just kept resetting the goal. And there were times it really felt like it wasn't happening. But here's the deal. Our money is going to grow. Our business is going to grow to the extent that we grow ourselves. I just can't say it enough, you guys. Lynn Hagedorn in our company, she said, spend more time working on yourself than you do your business. Like, yes, take the daily action every day in your business, okay? Income-producing action. Be courageous. Take the action. and realize that your income, your business is going to grow to the direct proportion that you grow personally. So what does that mean? I mean, I was spending money and time on personal growth programs. I just said that I'm going to Fiji for a month with my sister, okay? But I want everyone on the line to know that for 10 of those 30 days, we are in wealth and life mastery class with Tony Robbins to the tune of $10,000 a piece. There's other classes that we get. That's just two of them. We get five classes total. But that's, I just want everyone to know, like, I put my money where my mouth is. I don't stop growing because I've reached, you know, 6-star, 7-star. I don't stop growing because I'm close to maxing out my business. No. It's reinvesting in myself. Now, if you don't have the money, you get free trainings on isogenicsbusiness.com. YouTube, my gosh, you could probably listen to millions and millions of dollars of free training on YouTube right now without spending a dime. You can put a group together. You guys can study things together. You can practice together. And more importantly, you can grow together. You see, there's nothing that can stop you unless you stop you. And last night, Lenny, I was reading about this. I just want to say this. This stuff is just really brilliant. Let me find it here. It's about, it says resources versus resourcefulness. Anthony Robbins. So I'm doing this whole Tony Robbins course, Ultimate Edge. And the biggest illusion we have in life of why we can't achieve something is that we start to believe that we're lacking adequate resources. For example, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. I don't know the right people. I don't have the right training. Well, any of these may, in fact, be true. There has certainly been something in your life where one or more of the above factors didn't stop you. You found a way. You may not have had the money, but you were creative enough to get it. You may not have had the education, but you found another way to learn a skill. He goes on to say, if the obstacle seems absolutely impenetrable, but you're focused enough, you will find a way anyway. Of course you will. If you have enough determination, enough flexibility, and enough creativity, the truth is, resources are never the real problem. The real problem is a lack of resourcefulness, and the ultimate resource is human emotion. I'm just going to finish up with this, Lenny. Human emotion is how we get the resources we need. We tend to forget this because we live and operate in a cognitively driven world. That is, we lean on our ability to figure things out. This is so fascinating what he's saying right here. If we reach a point where it seems like we can't figure out a solution, that's when the illusion of failure keeps us from reaching our goals. But in reality, check this out, you guys. If we feel strongly enough about something, no amount of time or perceived lack of resources would keep us from achieving what we want. Right? Lynn Hagedorn, how bad do you want it? Rhonda Collier wanted it bad. Matter of fact, there was nothing that would ever stop me from getting it. I made that decision. I made that commitment. I wanted it bad enough. The mind needs fuel. It operates very differently when you're passionate about something than when you're frustrated, angry, bored, or dejected. Your mind will wire itself differently when you're feeling excited, eager, enthusiastic, inspired, or engaged in what you want to achieve. Like there's a real purpose behind your goals. That passion expands into your thoughts, actions, and the way you interact with people. He says, change the fuel that drives the mind, and you change the experience of anything you're trying to accomplish. We're either unresourceful or resourceful based on the habit of emotions that we most often use. Listen to that. Listen to that, you guys. Based on the habit of emotions that we most often use. What are your habits of emotions that you most often use? My habit of emotion that I most often use is there's something good in here. There's something good in this mess that I am looking at that maybe I'm not liking right now. What is it? Let me find it. Where's the lesson? Where's the gift? The silver lining. I promise you, it's in everything that you come up against. Everything that shows up in your life that perceivingly is stopping you is only there to teach you what you are ready to learn. Lenny, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for you. Your belief in me 8 years ago, 9 years ago, whatever it was, I was just this little girl. I didn't even know. I just knew I had to have this. I had no belief in myself. I had no idea how. And I just want to thank you and bring you back in and just been so grateful.
Oh, Rhonda, you are such a miracle. Oh, I'm sitting here just feeling the emotion of my resourcefulness, taking notes on your teachings this morning. I'm just so blown away by you and what you have been able to discover and who you are. It's so beautiful. What a message. I was thinking as you were saying that most people see their messes, but we see the messages.
Mm-hmm.
It's so beautiful because it's the same thing. It's our perception that shifts. Marianne Williamson says, when we shift our perception from mess to message, well, I just said that, but when we shift our perception from mess to message, we witness the miracle. She sees when we shift our perception from fear to love, which is just another way of saying we shift it from mess to message. And we see the message and we're like, oh, that's why that happened. Yes. Instead of, oh, poor me, I'm such a mess. Matter of fact, it was a cold mess and now I'm a hot mess. No. What if it was just that now I'm just a really hot message? You know, like, what if we just see it for what it is? It's so beautiful. You help me every time you speak. I'm so grateful right now. Thank you, Rhonda.
Oh, yay. It's a beautiful day.
Now, when do you go to Fiji?
On Monday.
Rhonda Collier's just going to Fiji on Monday for a month.
Rhonda Collier and Alyssa Parsons.
And Alyssa Parsons, rock stars times 17,000. Oh, wow, guys, listen to the message. You know, it's just everything's right there for us. That's what Ron just taught us. Resourcefulness. Everything exists. Human emotion is what we are. We are that thing that we seek. We're not just I've been saying this lately, we're not just a breath in the universe. We're the whole universe in one breath. It's so remarkable. Oh, I'm so grateful and such a place of gratitude. Guys, you know, in this place of resourcefulness, we're only one call away. We're one connection away. We're one human connection away from the thing that which we desire. Because all blessings and miracles ultimately happen through other people, not things, but people, humans. Our brothers and sisters, we're all so connected. Sometimes I just have to just breathe that in when I realize just for a moment how connected we really are. And so just remember that as you move through today. Practice your breathing and taking a deep breath on purpose and letting a name come to your inspiration and then acting on it. That's that beautiful part, right? There's inspired vision with inspired breath, which leads to inspired action, which leads to our dreams becoming realized. Let's breathe that in together on three. 1, 2, 3, breathe it in. And now just imagine a human that has a resource that you require, that name just popped into your head. And breathe it out, smiling all the way. I wonder if that human's supposed to be contacted today. Could be. What a message. Let's rock this day, guys. We're going to unmute and take on our day. Rhonda Collier, you're amazing. Here we go.
He views us as we're freeloaders.
Okay,
we're live. His money.
One,
and I was like,
two,
well, what
three.
Man would be proud that they were able to
make money. Make money.